Well, good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Sparks team call for Monday, June 3rd, 2013. Tonight we have our featured monthly direct jobber interview, and it's our special guest, one of the dealers on our team, Andre Diachuk. He's a up-and-coming star in AMSOIL and has a really great story to tell, and is doing a lot of great things in his AMSOIL business, and I just felt it's a perfect time for him to get on our call and tell other dealers what he's been doing. First, we have a couple of announcements. On June 20th, we're going to interview Bob Berg, and you can search this guy on the internet. He's a famous author and a co-author of the book The Go-Giver, and reading these books has helped our business tremendously by understanding how we can create more value for our customers. So mark your calendars for June 20th. That's a Monday night training call, just like tonight, but 2 weeks from now. And then the David and Carol Bell teleconference is June 13th. That's a Thursday. I've been listening to these monthly programs since early of 2000. I very rarely miss an episode. These calls have been going on for, I guess, 13 years now. And they're really good calls, and you learn a lot from other dealers, and a lot of things going on in AMSOIL, and it's just a great monthly listen-in. And if you don't get a chance to listen live, which it's always great to listen to the information as it's being put out, but you can also listen on the replay, which I record and put on the dealer training site. The AMSOIL convention is fast approaching. We're around 6 weeks away from the AMSOIL convention, and we've had a few more register last week, and it's not too late for anyone to get registered for the convention. It's July 18th through the 20th, and then the core technology, which we recommend taking because it's an excellent value to go up there and take the core technology training along with the convention, would be the 16th through the 18th. It's like I said, it's not too late. You can get yourself up there. If you're a brand new dealer just registered this week, you still can attend the AMSOIL convention, and I would highly recommend it. That will give you a boost for your AMSOIL business like no other, because you get to go to the factory, you get to talk to the people that make our products, you get to see how the company is run, and then of course you get to visit with about 1,000 other AMSOIL dealers across the country that are successful at their business and ask them questions of what they're doing and how they've been successful and so forth. So it's a great opportunity to network with other dealers. Tonight's call, again, is a DJ interview, and the theme of the call is, if I can do it, anyone can. And we're going to talk with Andre, who is a direct jobber in our team. He's been with AMSOIL for several years, and Andre is really working hard at his business. So are you there, Andre?
Yeah, I'm here, Michael.
Great. I'm glad. Thanks for being on the call, and I wanted to have you as a special guest because of the wonderful things that you're doing in your business. You really just made DJ, this year, I believe. Is that correct?
Around New Year in January.
You made it in January. But you've really been working hard on different things over the last several years for your business. You've attended a couple AMSOIL universities and so forth. And we're just excited to hear about your story. And I really think it's one that everyone should hear about the story. Start out a little bit, about your background. I know you're not originally from the United States, and you have had challenges and still continue, while you've had challenges, you've still had one of the most successful and upcoming AMSOIL dealers in the company. So let's start out here. Like, where are you originally from, Andre?
Let's give it away. My accent?
your accent? Yeah, something like that.
First of all, thank you for having me. I'm originally from Ukraine, was born and raised up there up to my 30 years birthday. And because of some disagreement, let's put this way, with the political issue, I got to leave the country. And I decided to go to U.S., pretty much in the pursuit of liberty. As long as it maybe sounds cliche, but it actually is. And Sometimes it's very hard to explain people who grow up here. It's still issue to many people in the world, and some people unfortunately not appreciate what they have here. But I'm come here in 2001. Journey was kind of very exciting. It took me almost 1 year to get to the United States from Ukraine. Go to Mexico, go to Border Patrol, ask for the asylum. They put me on to jail for 8 months so I can prove my story, why I need to asylum, go to 7 courts, prove my case, get political asylum, which I was really happy, and they let me in. At this point, I have in my pocket $74, no luggage, nothing. I throw my Ukrainian passport in Mexico, so I have no documents except one piece of paper what government give me political asylum. So basically start from nothing. No language, no money, no friends. Kind of interesting position. So
wow.
It sounds hard, but on this position what I was, it didn't seem this way on the beginning. So I find some Russian diaspora in Los Angeles. It's the first way when I come. They have mechanical shop, so I get the job there because I have mechanical background. I'm a mechanical engineer, so it wasn't that hard to get this job for $200 a week, and I will able to sleep in the shop. So it was my apartment as well in the beginning. Work.
Wow. So you came in 2001. Well, how old were you? I mean, you're.
I was 30 years old.
30 years old. Okay. So in 2001, yep. You were 30. We're telling your age, but so you were 30 when you came over here, and you didn't have any friends, and you didn't speak any really the language, and you had $74 in your pocket, and I got a job of. After you got political assignment for $200 a week and slept in the mechanic shop, that's pretty amazing. You know, as far as that's your background before you started AMSOIL. So you have some mechanical abilities, and you like working on cars and probably motorcycles and so forth. And you were in Los Angeles. Why did you move away from there, and where did you move to?
Basically, hard to find a decent job, and I was tired working in the first of all, mechanical shop. It's no perspective to find better paid job because all immigration, a lot of Mexican working basically for $3 an hour and compete with them. It's impossible, you know. And plus, no language. It's really limited me. Don't to find a job unless I go into Russian community, which is I try to go away so hard, and I end up again in same situation, pretty much with the same attitude, same view on life. So on this point, I already find my apartment. I start working 2 second jobs. Doing delivery, pizza delivery, so I start make a little bit more money, can afford apartment. And thank God I get very good roommate. It's American. And we become friends, try to communicate on the fingers pretty much. And I start to really seriously thinking about learning language, and he helped me with that. So after 2 years living this way, working 3 jobs, sleeping pretty much 3-4 hours a day. He moved to planning to move back to Philadelphia, where all his parents and all of his relatives. And he just asked me, do I want to change scenery, maybe have better chance in the East Coast. And I decided, what the hell? Nothing seems very prospective here in Los Angeles. Why not try? So I traveled across the country with him back to Philadelphia in 2003, I'm sorry. And when I come here, I already speak a little bit English, so it was much easier to find work. I find work in the construction industry, starting from zero, basically, helper for the carpenter, and work my way out. Thank God I very skilled, so it's not difficult for me to pick up the trade. And in a couple of years, I already have my own team doing construction renovation. And in 4 years, I have my own granite shop. So doing the granite job. So we was doing about 60 granite countertop a month. So it's pretty good. I get with the partnership. And unfortunately, this is partnership end up disastrous. Basically, he steal money, and I was forced to close the business and follow the bankruptcy. So, business situation.
You had to start over a couple of times there then, huh?
Pretty much. Wow. It just show the different way of doing business. You can have a shop, you have your own business, and the way how I discover lately, I'm Zoil doing the business. It's really changed my perspective to how you can conduct business without any risk involved, what I was doing pretty much previously.
Yeah. So how did you find AMSOIL exactly? I mean, how did you just learn about it, or how did you find AMSOIL? I think it was, 2009 or 2008, somewhere in there?
2009. I was looking for good synthetic oil, was researching. I always was using synthetic. Being from Europe, it's pretty normal. It's no question about what to use, normal crude oil or synthetic. Everybody knows the benefits. Very easy to keep the engine clean, better protection. So I naturally, when I come here, I start looking for the same synthetic options. And my friend just mentioned me, it's Sergei Medvintsev. He actually DJ dealer too. So he has very good oil for me. It's called AMSOIL. I never heard about it. So naturally, I was very critical and skeptical about it. So I decided to learn more about it before I start to using it for myself. And he mentioned me, so he was planning to go to training session with Carol and David Bell in Austin, in Texas.
Yeah.
So I decided, what the hell, let's go see what it's all about. It's never going to hurt. Knowledge is knowledge. So we went to this training session, and it's really changed my mind. Really opened my eyes about oil. First of all, I find this is basically first synthetic oil for the auto industry in the world, which I don't know. And based on the data, what I find out, it's really good stuff. So after that, I decide to become a dealer. Main reason just to get the product in a better price. But after seeing the benefits, you can make actually money from it. Why not? I'll try to start to sell it for my friends, first of all, and try to tell them what I know about the product. I'm using it. It's working great. Try it. And after I get my first check, $20, it can work. If I get more clients, I get more money. And this time, I'm still working in my construction business. So it's money wasn't really an issue for me. It was more out of sport curiosity, how much money I can make doing this stuff. Being on the Texas training session, David Bell really put accent to attend the Anzio University, which I did first time. And when I first time went to Anzio University, it rocked my world. Let's put it this way. First of all, it's hard to explain unless you go there. You know, the way how the company work, the way how all people relate to each other, the way how friendly, it's basically big, very good family, which not trying to stab you in the back, quite opposite, help you any way it's possible to make your business better. No jealousy. And it's really, really resonate with my point of view, how you're supposed to do your business, how you're supposed to live your life. So, plus the amount of knowledge about the product, what they give you for this short period of time, it's just tremendous. It's helped you so much. And confidence, because
helps boost your confidence, and you really learn from the people that actually make the product. So how does it get any better than that? You can't read about it as good as you can go up and, you know, ask a question to somebody that actually knows the answer. Correct.
Exactly. Plus, you meet so much people. Everybody different, and the way hands all work, you can do your business the way how you think it's right for you. And it's proof when you go into Anzol, you can see so many people who conduct business differently, each conduct differently. So, and it's work for different people different way, which is great thing too.
So plus, you have to find your strengths, the strengths that you have yourself that you like. You know, you wouldn't tell somebody to go do it exactly the way you do it, because the way you do it might be you are interested in other things that other people may not be interested in. Is that correct?
Exactly. We're all different. We all see the world differently. And what worked for one person not necessarily going to work for other one. Of course, we have a certain direction which you better follow, because it's no sense to reinvent the wheel. It's already invented for you. Just follow. But you can follow different roads. So wherever it's worked for you. And
let's real quick back up real quick. So you went to an Anzol dealer training before you were even a dealer with David and Carol Bell, and that's really what made you see the light. You came down there to Austin with Sergey and you weren't even a dealer yet, right?
Yep.
And then you just wanted to buy the products at wholesale, so you became a dealer. And then you say, well, look, I get a little check for $20, and if I do more of the same thing, I get a bigger check. And then you went to Anzol University. The first time you went, was that in 2010?
Yeah,
because you didn't go. Yeah, and then I don't think you went in 2011, but then last year you went to Anzol University, 2012. That's where you got your motorcycle autographed by Mr. Amatuzio, right?
Correct, yes.
That was pretty cool. We've got some great pictures of that. That was really awesome. So last year when you came to Anzol University, you had just earned Account Direct. That means you had 25 commercial retail accounts and 1,000 commission credits. I think you earned it just that month on the way to that month prior to coming to Anzol U. What made you want to focus on the commercial retail part of the business?
The way I focus on the commercial retail, because it's bring you the fastest way to earn money and more stable way to earn money from the beginning. Because any time you register a commercial account and they buy the product, you get commission. And they need to use it for their business, especially commercial. If they believe the product, they will use it. It's no question about your job to show them the product and make them believe it. So after you step over this step to prove them product and show them benefits, it's very easy. So as much more you can accumulate the commercial and retail an account, it's just more money in your pocket right away.
So starting up, that's the best way to earn a good commission and a steady commission, but is by working with commercial retail accounts. And the Account Direct is, that's why the name of my dealer training site is Account Direct, because it's really, I think, a great way to get your business started, especially if you'd like to earn higher commissions right off the bat. And then as you start building your business up, you can then, you know, change gears and go after other avenues. But commercial retail is the best way to start, and I think you found that out. How many commercial retail accounts do you have now, Andre?
214.
200?
Yeah, a little bit more than we spoke last time.
Yeah, wow, that's a lot of an account. And then on the installer lookup, for your area, I know you put you find you on the dealer locator, then you click on the installers. And how many do you have that show up on the installer lookup?
24.
Wow, that's incredible. So there was really nothing in the Philadelphia area when you first got started as far as AMSOIL activity or anything, right?
No, we have activity. We have a lot of dealers who sell the product, have a couple dealers. They have their accounts. One dealer has two, another one account on the dealer locator. In my area, it's about 20 miles radius. So,
okay.
Chuck, the Gobbler, is really good. He's working up in his business, and I'm sure he's going to be direct jobber in this year. He's really good, and know the product, working very well with the people, so they like him, which is good thing in our business. You basically show as more you can help people, the more business you're going to get in return. I truly believe in this model of the business and its work. Now, if people see your sincerity, you're thinking about their profit, not so much as yourself, they appreciate it, and they're going to help you. There's no question about
it. What do you think of the AMSOIL literature? Has that really helped you? I mean, you might have a little language barrier with some of your customers and whatnot. Do you find that the AMSOIL literature really helps you out a lot?
Yes. Especially with signing the commercial accounts, retail, like a G250 installer kit helped a lot because it's visually show the prices to the clients right away, and it's give you good visual aid for your presentation.
Excellent.
So even they sometimes not sign right away. Pretty much nobody signed right away. It's very rare they agree to sign right away. I always leave them some literature and tell them I'm going to follow up in a week, in 2 weeks. Stop by again, see if they read it, if they have a chance, sometimes not. I said, okay, I'll stop next time, maybe in a month. And some accounts take 1 year, 2 years to sign up.
Wow.
And right now, people getting more and more educated about synthetic, so it's getting easier every year. So like 3 years ago, when I go to the shop, they not even want to talk to you. Right now, they're interested. At least they're interested, so it's already open door for you. And as much you can show the difference, don't try to push it. Just show them we have this product. Look it out. Do some research. If you like it, call me. And don't wait until they call you. Stop by. So this way, because everybody busy. And they forgetting stuff. They have their own problems. So as less time you can take from their routine and give them as much possible information for this short time. They appreciate it, and usually it's end up sign up the account. And lately, maybe they're going to start to buy. Maybe start from $1 to try, then it's like roll out, like an avalanche starting.
Exactly, exactly. So the fortune's in the follow-up, as they say, huh?
Definitely. Follow up and keep the your word. If you tell you're going to be in a week, be in a week, not in a month. You know?
Exactly, exactly. So you have to keep a pretty good little calendar or know when you followed up with somebody, and you've probably got a system that allows you to do that, whatever system you've designed yourself for, whether it's electronic or on paper or just a regular calendar or what have you. You know, you got to definitely follow up with your customers.
Yeah, I usually just write down a piece of paper, which always in my car and always in my side of view, so
gotcha.
I don't forget. And I have a system, I have a plan to get at least one account a day. It's not necessarily I'm going to get it, but I try to. Sometimes I get more, sometimes I get way less. But if you do 6 accounts a week, you're golden. From this account, maybe one going to buy. It's great. You know, but try to, like, if you want to get an account, try to put goal for you. 1 account a week, 2 accounts a week, whatever works for you. Because on this point, I already work full time, so I have time to do it. But before that, I did it my part time. So I try to go out every time I'm going home from my work. I try to stop on some shop if they're working. Stop by on the way home and just do some, ask a couple questions, give them literature. This way I start. And the last convention when I went, you mentioned I become account direct. Without my knowledge, I was actually unexpected for me. You told me that. Really? It's interesting. And it's from this point, I actually decide, let's do it full time. I stop working my construction job and purpose to put myself in a position to do it right, do it like a business and no excuses. So I kind of burn my bridges, you know. So the one way to be successful, to do it right and make it work. So, and I really started working out this point business, and it's working. It's slowly.
Good.
It's not as fast as I want, per se, but I think I can. It's my fault, not anybody else, you know. So
yeah.
I just need to work a little bit harder. Don't be so lazy.
So what? So do you plan to continue to pursue your commercial retail accounts, or are you going to go focus on some other things, or just a little bit of everything? What's your plan for the rest of this year?
Definitely, I continue with my commercial and retail accounts, and plus any accounts who didn't buy yet, I try to start working back to them. To show them benefits, because we get much more product even 1 year ago. So maybe that worked for them. Plus, I'm trying to start working to get more dealers under me and try to start to teach them. Do some training, because try to multiply myself pretty much this way. On this point, position what I am right now, I can afford it, because I already have some steady income coming in. Not big enough like I'd want, but it's working. So
you think this is a good time to become an AMSOIL dealer?
Oh, anytime's a good time. They're older than better. I'm so sorry I didn't start in 2001.
So you don't think the market's saturated or anything like that, huh?
Yeah, it's pretty much like I said, wherever you look, it's your potential client. And 99% he don't use AMSOIL yet. And 90% he'd not even hear about AMSOIL. So it's wide open opportunity, wide open. Anywhere
exactly.
you go, you can have a client, and you can work with anybody, commercial and regular folks. So
yeah,
why not?
Exactly, exactly. What do you think about wearing AMSOIL clothing and having AMSOIL on your vehicle? What do you think about that?
AMSOIL clothing, I have nothing else. Anything I wear has AMSOIL logo on it. And
wow.
The one thing I bought is it's a suit for the AMSOIL University, which doesn't have AMSOIL logo. And my vehicle has corporate wrap on it, which bring a lot of attention. Anywhere you go, first of all, people look at you like you're professional. They relate to you differently if you just come on your own truck without any signage. If they see a nice-looking sign, nice truck, they respect you more. As
exactly.
much shallow it's look, but it's working. You know, it's a human nature, you know. So why don't use it?
Do you see any? There's probably not very many other dealers around that have even AMSOIL logos on their vehicles. So I think you really probably stand out by having that corporate wrap on your truck, and I bet it looks great. We can't wait to see it in July. That's for sure.
Yeah, the other guy who has it is Chuck. He doesn't have corporate, but his truck looked nice. he did it himself, designed it to look professional
yeah.
too. Very nice.
Good.
So
good
it just show seriousness in his way to do business. That's why I'm sure he will go far.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So let's talk about the convention and the core technology. Are you going to both of those?
Oh, no question about it, definitely.
I'm
not going to Core Technology this year. I'm going to DJ session. But
okay.
next year I will go to Core Technology again, just refresh my knowledge.
Okay. 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 What about, are you taking any dealers with you? Are they coming along?
Yeah, I have so far two, maybe going to be a couple more. I'm working on.
All right, so you got two. Two is better than one, and one's better than none. So that's excellent. Having two come with you, that will give them the same opportunity that you had when you went to AMSOIL University in 2010, and maybe they'll see the same light and so forth. In closing, tell us what your long term goal is, and you know what is it you want to do next in the next 5 to 10 years.
Well, ultimately, be financially independent, have a sailboat and sail around the world. That's my goal.
While getting paid by AMSOIL.
Exactly.
Well, I hopefully one of these times when you're out going sailing, I see your photos on Facebook. I hope I get to come sometime and you can show me how to sail.
Listen, you're all big family. You're all welcome. Anybody who will go, I'm glad with it. Just come along.
Excellent, excellent. Well, you did a great job, Andre. I appreciate it. I think people hearing your story, you came to America with a few dollars in your pocket, not speaking the language. I think you are the story. If I can do it, anybody can do it. Is that correct?
Oh, definitely. It's any excuse, it's just your fault. Like I think if really put your mind and will to do something, you will do it. If you don't want to do it, you will find excuse to don't. So
exactly.
If I can do it, it's definitely anybody can do it. You know me, I'm socially retarded. To talk to people for me, it's very challenging. And I can do it, so definitely everybody can do it.
Well, you've done a great job so far, and you know, you've really proven that you can build the business. And I look forward to that. You know, I think the next 5 or 10 years, you're going to be at one of the top AMSOIL dealers in the company, just because you won't give up. You know, the things that you've had to do to get here, and you've see the determination that it takes to be successful. And I think you're just going to keep rising to the top, Andre. And we're going to be excited for you. That's for sure. So with that, I appreciate you getting on the call tonight, and I appreciate you telling everybody your story, and we'll see you in a couple of weeks at the AMSOIL convention, okay?
Yeah, thank you for having me.
You're welcome. Well, everybody, I think appreciate everybody listening in tonight, and I hope everybody has a great week selling AMSOIL, and with that, good night.
Night. Good job, Andre.
Good night.
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 Night. Thank you.